It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
I'm so excited about this show because we're going to share some very convincing stories proving kids do beg for vegetables. Carolina, let's start with the one about four-year-old Daniel. Tell us that story.
Aw, that's my baby. So Daniel's four. He's going to be five soon. And he is indeed a great eater. He has always been. And recently I dropped him off at school and he stayed for lunch bunch. And when I picked him up, as usual, he comes in the car and I say, "How was your day? Did you eat anything? Was everything okay?" And he was grumpy and he says, "Well, no, everything is not okay." And oh my gosh, what happened? You know, something happened in the playground. "Well, Mom, there were no vegetables in my lunchbox." The look on his face, you know, I just felt like the most horrible mother. But what happened was I had a hectic morning, as all moms do. It was an improvised lunch bunch he had to stay with at four. And there was fruit. I mean, I put an apple and I think there was even orange in there and, you know, a turkey and cheese sandwich. But indeed, I had forgotten to add any veggies. And for Daniel, if there's no veggies, there's no lunch. And at the same time that I felt horrible, I was so proud and extremely happy to hear that he missed the vegetables in his lunchbox. So that was really great. And I know I'm not alone because you have a few stories like that, don't you, Ellen?
Oh, I do. I do. I have a granddaughter who is she's a real veggie lover. She is now nine, but she's been like this always. She'd rather have carrots and cucumbers for breakfast, bell peppers. She'd like to have them all day, every day. She eats nuts and seeds too, but she is a big veggie fan, way over the carbs. And it makes me really happy that she's way. But the challenge, of course, is to get her enough. But she just gobbles, gobbles, gobbles. And she, if you served her salad every day for every meal, including snacks, she would be so happy. In fact, she's turned into the salad chef for the family. Whenever there's, and they have it every day, every night, there's salad for dinner, and Audrey fixes it for everybody. And they love her salads because she gets innovative and she gets lots of different vegetables in there. She is my veggie queen, and I'm so pleased for it. And she is in great shape. She just is, you know, her little body's just growing so well. And she's a gymnast, so she needs a lot of nourishment. And she gets them mostly from her vegetables. So there you have it. Kids do love vegetables. And we also do the Kid Critics Taste Test, where we have, after we've pre-qualified food, Kid Critics, those kids mostly in elementary school, sometimes middle school, will do blind taste tests for us of the either the products or the recipes that we have pre-approved. And so we will, they won't know what it is. It goes on the plate. They are required to taste it. Everyone has to taste it. Nobody's excepted from that rule. And even if they think they won't like it, they have to taste it. And they have to answer questions. Does it look good? Does it smell good? Does it taste good? Would they want it served at home? And then they get to rate it. And we did one the not too long ago called for the cheesy broccoli recipe. And it was a riot what happened. The kids not only just loved it, and you'll be surprised when you hear the recipe, which Carolina will share in just a minute. But we had one boy who raised his hand and said, "You got to call me. I got, you know, please, I have something to tell you." And I think he was around, I think he was in fifth grade. And he said, "You know, you'll never, ever, 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 never, 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 never find broccoli in my house, except for now. I love this recipe. I love broccoli. Thank you so much. You're going to make my mom so happy." So kids will beg for vegetables, right, Carolina?
Yeah, absolutely. And that recipe is so simple. It's something you can do just a few minutes in the kitchen and transform your non-broccoli eaters into broccoli lovers. And the reason is we kind of modified it. Instead of just steaming it and adding some seasoning and seeing if you can get them to eat it, instead think of adding some of your own kids' favorite things like cheese. So for this one, we crunched up some Crunchmaster cheesy crisps and use that to kind of bread the broccoli by using an egg wash. And you use that and you dip your little broccoli florets into the eggs and then into the crushed Crunchmaster, and it goes into the oven and it makes these adorably delicious broccoli bites. And the kids really do. They eat them up, and they're so easy to make. So I think that was the main reason why that child was inspired to eat it, because it didn't look like the broccoli he had been served so many times before. It looked different, it looked intriguing, and it had cheese on it, which is something most kids like. So that was a winner. Now, I know we've done some other recipes that kind of blew us out of the park. A really great example that we talk about often is the Japchae veggie stir fry. And the reason is this stir fry, kid you not, has so many different vegetables that we were really worried about taste testing this recipe. We thought we'd have to have some very sophisticated palates in the room to really appreciate this. And it was the exact opposite. They loved it. They appreciated the flavors. It's flavored with garlic and scallions and chopped onions. And I mean, Ellen was, she did this taste test. Tell us, what were the kids' reactions to this amazing stir fry?
No, I have to tell you, I thought I was in thin ice doing this one. I thought, oh man, this is going to be tough, because it's got shiitake mushroom, spinach, kale, and onions, carrots, and even tofu, and then they use glass noodles, or you can use another light, not a heavy, but a light grain noodle. And I went, oh God, I don't know about this one. But it is seasoned with sesame oil, soy sauce, or we like the liquid aminos by Bragg. It was all in the seasoning, because I walked in and they smelled it. And they thought, oh, that smells so good. What is it? And I said, can't tell you. You've got to taste it. It's a blind taste test. And I thought, oh boy, you know, at least it smells good. But you know, 90% of the reason kids will eat something, or all of us, is because it smells good. So I thought, okay, there's a chance here. So then we served it on the plate. And of course, it doesn't look fabulous, you know, like Chinese food. This is a Korean recipe. You know, look, you know, it's not totally inviting. I thought, oh boy, and you see all the kale, and you can see all the spinach, and you can see the mushrooms. But guess what? They gobbled it down, and they begged for seconds and thirds. They couldn't get enough. I was so blown away and so excited. And again, once again, they had proven that they will eat vegetables as long as they taste good. And again, as you mentioned, the seasoning had a whole ton to do with that. So go look for that recipe on our site, kidcritics.org. It's Japchae, J-A-P-C-H-A-E, stir fry. But there's another one, Caroline, the colorful, crunchy veggies with pasta. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, that one is a fantastic twist on just a veggie pasta dish. So how many times you've spent all this time chopping up zucchini, bell pepper, orange peppers, and you know, garlic, and getting this beautiful pasta made, and your kids are like, not sure about it. So what we did with this one, we crunched up some veggie chips and used that to sprinkle on top instead of Parmesan cheese. You can still do Parmesan cheese too, do a mixture of both, but we used that. And the pasta, we used a whole grain pasta, al dente, so it's not that mushy, and combined with the crunchy of the vegetables and the crunchy of the chips on top, first of all, it looked amazing. It was so colorful. That got the kids' attention, and it got them inspired to try it. And knowing that those crushed chips were on top was really all we needed to nudge them into taking the first bite. And a lot of times, that's really all you need. Once they take the first bite and taste the flavors and the mixture, and the flavor of the olive oil mixed with the garlic, I mean, that smells and tastes amazing. It also has some fresh parsley. So I think that's what did it for the kids, and they absolutely loved it. And it was another recipe that was Kid Critic approved. So it was a great success. And I want to invite everybody to look for these recipes on our website, and that's kidcritics.org. And you can also find them on our Pinterest board. So I hope you do look for those, and for so many more, because we do have lots of other recipes with vegetables that will inspire non-veggie eaters into becoming healthy veggie eaters. And in the meantime, I want to wish you all well, and eat well, stay well.